Wenn Sie gemorgen schuß. It's a Pasuk. But the Gemara in Shavuos of Chavov Amid Bey says, Omar Shmuel, Goma bis libo tzorach sheyotzi bis fosof. You have to say the words. Shenema, levate bis fosayim. The Gemara goes on, but we know ish yivate b'sosayim motzo sosecho tishmo vasiso kachol hayotzim yipiv yaso. All the psukim say one thing. Whatever happens in your mind is irrelevant unless you spell it out and say it. Okay. Now, here, what does it mean to spell out and say? So Gemara on the Havchof Tes Omer Aleph. Let's say I have my own private language. And in my private language, I have my ways of talking. My ways of talking, I understand what I mean. Let's say my wife and I make up a whole language between ourselves so our children won't understand. Okay. What's a language? What is Dibur? And what's a language? So the Gemara says, what about a person takes the Shua, im lo re'isi gomel poreach ba'aver, about a camel flying in the air? We know camels don't fly in the air. So the Gemara says, V'dilma ha'gavra, maybe this person, Tzipora Rabba Chazi, saw a big bird. And he called this camel. In his language, big birds are called camel. Okay. And when he took the Shvuah, died to the day Ishtaba. Maybe you'll say, I don't care. You go by what he said. He said, camel, camel. In your mind, in your private language, you saw a gigantic bird and you called it camel, that's irrelevant. Camel is camel and camel is camel, that's camel. A gomel is a gomel is a gomel. And more goes on. If you take a look at the Gemara finish up, that's what it is. What is the Gemara telling us here? The Gemara telling us, we'll see it from many different angles. A very important yesod. Very important yesod we see is dibur, bitris fosayim, is not just making noises with your mouth. Dibur means language. Now, those of you who learn your Dharam, know the Ramban, the Ran says there are two types of languages. There's Lashon Torah, and Lashon Goyim. We speak English, or there's Lashon Torah. Lashon Torah is intrinsically language. Lashon Goyim is language because there's a general consensus about us that when we say camel, we mean a camel. We don't mean a big bird. It's by consensus and by usage. That is. And there are two types of languages, or otherwise called as Loshon B'nei Adam and Loshon Torah. Now, Loshon B'nei Adam depends. Now, here there's an important ritva. Important ritva. The ritva says that it's not enough, let's say. So, right now I'm speaking English. That has a din of a language. But Ritva says that's not enough. It has to be spoken in that place. And the Ritva says it in two places. And that's what makes it a very important Ritva. And on that basis, the Be'alocha in Shulchan Aruch has a very clear halacha. He says, not only does it have to be a language spoken by people by general consensus. It has to be, it's a language if in that place you speak that language. For instance, if in Eretz Yisrael English is a spoken language, but let's say I go to a different country where English is not a spoken language. So, the Ritva and the Beis in the Dorim and the Vav and Kedusha says it does not have the din of a language there. No din of a language. Now, where's the Ritva coming from and what pushed him to say that? So, let's say, and the Ritva applies it not only to Nadarim, to Kedusha as well. What does that mean? If I, let's say, that means, I'll take for example, I don't think Chinese is spoken at all here in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not a common language. People don't speak it. Over a few billion people speak it in China. So the Ritva says as follows. If I take a neder in China, in Chinese, neder is a neder, no shayla. If I... in Makadesh and Isha in China and Chinese, let's take it easy before we get into more complicated things. In Chinese, I translate Hariyat Mukutesh Sliba to Bazo Kadas Moshe of Israel into Chinese, no Shaila Mukudeshis. But, says the Ritva, if here in Eretz Yisrael, where people don't speak Chinese, I would take a neder, I'm a Chinaman, and I understand Chinese, I understand I would take a neder in Chinese, and that is not chal. If a Chinese man and a Chinese woman and two Chinese eidim here in Yerushalayim, he would say in Chinese, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, Kedushin's not chal. Why? And here, because Dibur is not just making sounds with your mouth. Dibur is saying it in a language. The question is, what defines a language? He says, language is not only consent among people, a group of people to talk in a certain way. It has to be in a certain place and in that place. Where's he coming from? He's coming from a Gemara in Kedusha. But the Be'er Halacha then says a very interesting halacha in Simach Samach Vav. Halacha is, you can say Kriya Shema b'chol loshon, in any language you want. Kseres HaKosev, Shema b'chol loshon shato shomeya. Any language you understand. It's b'chol loshon, has to have a din of a language. If I have my own private way of talking, and I say Kriya Shema in that language, that's nothing. It has to be a language. Otherwise, it's not deep. It's just making sounds with the mouth. Okay. And he says, but Kriya Shema, he says, if I'm in Beijing and I'm a Chinaman and I say Kriya Shema in Chinese, some people would say. But if I would say Kriya Shema in Chinese here in Yerushalayim, I'm not Yotze. So, and he quotes the bit from Kedushin. And he quotes the Ritva Nedarim, and he says, V'u adin b'chol mokom. So he's saying a very, very simple thing. Dibur is language. Language is not only mutual consent of a group of people, it has to have a mokom. Coming from a Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara in Kedushin says like this. The Gemara has different Lashonos of Kedushin. Where's the Ritva coming from? It's Ritva and Kedushin. Okay. Tanya, ha'omer harufosi mukudeshes. You don't say hari mukudeshesli, you say hariat harufosi. She's mukudeshes. She came by Yehuda, korim la'arusa harufa. In Yehuda, for Erisin, they call it a woman who's a Arusa, they call it Harufa. For Yehuda, Havi, Ruba di Alma. Is Yehuda the majority of the world that establishes as a language? The Gemara says like this. If in Yehuda, where they use the word harufa for Arison, so there in Yehuda, you can say hariat harufasi. B'maya skine? Okay, the Gemara says, so the Rambam paskins like this. Now, the Gemara talks about, the Pasuk says, v'hi shivcha nechrefes liish. The Pasuk talks about a shivcha harufa. What is a shivcha harufa? The machlokas in the Gemara. Machlokas in the Gemara. So the Rambam paskins that what's a shivcha harufa? Chetzi shivcha chefri paschorin hamureses was mureses. Okay. In the Rambam paskins, against the Gemara, why? Because according to the Rambam in Lashon Torah, Harufa Zarusa. And the Gemara is going, according to the Mandama, that in Lashon Torah, it's not Erisin. Okay. And the Ritva learns from this Gemara a very, very simple thing. And Gemara says, if I talk in a certain language that people don't talk here, I have to talk but Rov HaOlam understands it. That establishes a language for Rov HaOlam, and I can say it anywhere in the world. But if this is a language that's only spoken, if this is a phrase that's only spoken in Yehuda, it is only Dibur in Yehuda, it's going on the assumption that Kedushin needs Dibur, and we'll see why. So says the Ritva here. So the Ritva says as follows. Based on this Gemara, he says that's why he says back in the Dorim that when you speak, it has to be a language, but also Moko. Learned it out from the Gemara here, and he says it very specifically in Kedushin. Therefore, here in Eretz Yisrael, where people don't speak Chinese, you take a neder, if let's say a Chinaman who understands it, takes a neder in Chinese, so the neder is not a neder. In Kedushin, it's one thing, because it's between people, and you need Edim, but neder is between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But still, what's the reason for that? Because we saw from the Gemara Chavtes that the Gemara in says that private language, if I, in my way of talking, refer to a big bird as a gomol, in Shuas and the Dorim, that doesn't count. It has to be language. And if I'm speaking Hebrew, and in the Hebrew language, gomol means a camel, and in my language, it means bird, I don't care. L'gabe Shuas and the Dorim, gomol means camel. That Gemara says a very important thing. It's not just any noise. Dibur, Bitris Fosayim, Mos Fososecha, Cholayotzim Yipivyasa is only language. Now, what is the language? Lashon Kodesh is intrinsically a language, as the Ran says in the Dharam Daf Beis. It's intrinsically a language, Lashon Kodesh. But other languages, he says by Haskoma, but it requires Mokam as well. Now, the fact that Lashon Kodesh is intrinsically a language, so what does that mean? That means in Gittin and Kedushin, if Tosa says If I say the words, Hare Amakudeshesli Betabav Zukadas Moshe Yisrael, and the Edom understand it, and then the Chosin says, oh, I didn't understand what I was talking about, too bad. You said it, to Edom saw you say, everything else is irrelevant. We'll get to that, if not tonight, we'll get to that, Meitz Hashem Blineda, next week. But it is, Lashon Kodesh is intrinsically a language. Now, we have a Gemara that Chav Beis Amid Beis in Shavuos. A very strange and interesting Gemara. Shavuos Shalom Ochal, V'Ochal V'Shos Adichai V'Lachas. I'm Rabbi Chia Barovan, I'm Ashmur, Shavuos Shalom Ochal V'Shos Adichai V'Lachas. So always shown in Perchod as Tosus Kasha. And Tosus gives one teretz, and always shown give a different teretz. We'll see the difference between them. Tosus has a kasha, but so per kama de kedushim. So if ikas svara, why do I need a posuk? And Tosus has v'yesh lechalek. Dvarim shein hasvara pshuto kol kach tzorach haposuk lahashmeyenu hasvara. Not such a simple svara. Now, all rishonim peachot, most rishonim I should say, have a different pshat than Tosus. They say, wait a second. The Gemara in Kaddush and the Gemara in Ksubis are talking about a svara, a logical svara. Here we're not talking about a logical svara, we're talking about use of language. And there are two uses of languages. There's Lashon Torah and Lashon B'nai Adam. That means the Hebrew language at the times of the Mishnah had a certain usage. Called it Lashon B'nai Adam. So, what is the Gemara is saying? The Gemara is saying as follows, that in the language of Lashon B'nai Adam, it is Shtiyah B'chlal Achila. In language of Torah, it's also that way. So the question is, so what do you go after? So the Bahag, the Ramban, Rajba, Ritva, all we've shown him, quote a Bahag, that says that if there is, that what the Gemara is trying to tell us is that if there's a stira between Lashon B'nai Adam and Lashon Torah, we go after Lashon B'nai Adam. Where is this coming from? There are three Gemaras in the Dorim. Daf Laman Amid Beis, Daf Mem Tef Amid Aleph, and Daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph. The Gemara in the Dorim says like this. Hanodem in Amavushel. I say, I will not eat anything that is Mavushel. Muta Betzli. Is mutter to eat something roasted. Tanya Rabbi Yasha also, Rabbi Yasha says no. Vav b'shein raya l'dova, zeich l'dova. Shenema v'yavash l'sa Pesach. It refers to the roasted korban Pesach as bishul. Lema b'chokam iflagi. Maybe this is the machokas. Rabbi Yasha sova helech acha Lashon Torah. Go after Lashon Torah. Where? Bishul includes Sli, Vatana Didan Sova Vendorim Halach Achalosh Bnei Adam. Lo, the Kule Alma Benadorim Achalosh Bnei Adam. If there's a stira between Loshim Bnei Adam and Loshim Torah, you go after Loshim Bnei Adam. So, Marki Asre, Marki Asre. But you also, what is Loshim Bnei Adam? Depends on the specific makom that you're in. Every Tana Dilan, the Tana, the Mishnah, Litzli correlates Litzli, Umavosha correlates Mavosha. In his place, they didn't refer to roasting as Mavosha. Roasting was roasting and Bishul was Bishul. Boiling was boiling. And in Rav Yashi's place, they called. So what is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us two very important things here. The Gemara is telling us important thing number one, that you don't go after Lashon Torah, you go after Lashon Bnei Adam. And number two, you don't go after Lashon Bnei Adam except in that place. That's the Parshas of the Gemara Ba'asra. And that's how the Ritva would interpret it. Ba'asra. It depends what place you're in. It doesn't place what place. It could be what place you're from, maybe. But given what we've seen so far, it also depends what place you're in. Now, so according to, and this is the Gemara Nunhei. Nunhei says, in Lashon Torah, the word tirosh refers to yayin. In the times of Tanoim, tirosh referred to sweet things. Let's say you know them and had tirosh, you take a ned and not have tirosh. It says, you don't go after Lashon Torah, you go after Lashon Bnei Adam. You're also in sweet things and mutter and yayin. Okay, so therefore, what the Gemara says, the same thing on the Flamin Omid base. It's a little more complex there. So it's a very, why? Now, but comes along the Ritva and tells us two very interesting things. The Ritva says, but let's say when I took the neder, I took the shvua, I'd say my kavana was to do it in Lashon Torah. Not Lashon Bnei Adam. It says, I'm Neman. Where's the Ritva coming from? From the Gemara, the Chof Beis, Amid Beis. Because if the halacha was that in Neder, you always go by Lashon Bnei Adam, and then this Gemara here on Chof Beis, Amid Beis makes zero sense. Morris says, he boy is Ema Svar. Svar is not Svar, just it's another way of saying Lashon Bnei Adam. And if Lashon Bnei Adam was the only thing you went by, not Lashon Torah, so what's the Gemara say? Boy, it's Ema Kroh. I don't care what the Kroh says. I don't care if Al-Pidin and Lashon Torah is Shtiyah B'chalach. So the Ritva learned from here a very simple thing. They're two separate languages. This Lashon Bnei Adam is language number one. Lashon Torah is language number two. Now, which language am I speaking? So, Stam people, if a person says, I was talking, I didn't decide what I'm talking. This Lashon Torah, Lishon Lashon Bnei Adam. So Stam talking is Lashon Bnei Adam because that's what a person Stam talks. If a person had Kavana for Lashon Torah, that's also a Lashon, that's also talking. Because Lashon Torah is intrinsically a Lashon. This Gemara is really Pashtus is a Gemara, Daf Yud Ches, Daf Chof Omer Aleph, in Nedarim. Gemara says like this. In Daf Yud Ches Omer Beis, the Mishnah says, very simple thing. It says, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, Beirushan Lahokel. And then there's a Mishnah Daf Chofetz, Hanodar Becherim, the word Cherim, there are different types of Charam. One use of the word cherem refers to kodesh berek habayis. There's cherem kohanim. All sorts of different things that are dovah hanodor. This kikar should be kicherem. It's very good. But there's one unusual usage. The crest of a wave is also called a cherem. He said, you know, I was just playing around. I said the word cherem, I wanted the person to think I was saying a neder, but I meant like the crest of the wave, which is nothing. So, he's Neman. Or it says it's different between Amoritz and Talmud Chochol. But that means, as long as I'm talking within a language, I'm Neman to say, And that's what the mitzvah wants to say from this one, which language I'm talking about and which usage of the word I meant. Okay. That is what... So dibur means language. Since dibur means language, so, and if a person says, I speaking whatever language. So what makes a language? Consensus of people speaking that way. And this is the spoken language in this place. And for all purposes of dibur, it's not only the Ritva says it. You take a look in the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes the Mishnah here, Da Bezomer Aleph, Kol Kinuye Nadorim Kinadorim, Perk Aleph, Hilchos Nadorim, he says like this. And Shulchan Aruch is the same thing. That's where the Be'er Aloch is coming from. Yesh mekomos, their places, shan shehem ilgim umafsinas haloshen. That people, even in that language, they speak in a sloppy way. Machan al dover bedover acher, hochen shom acher hakinoi. That there may be places that, when they speak the English language, they have a different usage of certain words. If you're in the United Kingdom, the UK, they speak English. In the United States, they speak English. But there are certain usages of the words that in one country has no shaykhus to the other country. Remember, I once bought a SIM card in the airport in London. And the person said, well, you can top it up this way. Every Englishman knows what to top it up means. No American knows what that word is all about. Different usages of the English language. So what does the Rambam say? Even if you're speaking English, that has to be the English that's spoken in that place. That's the Ritva. It has to be spoken in that place. If I want to use my English language of an American in the UK, it has to be in English language that's spoken in the UK. And kal vachomer, if it's not a language, if I speak Chinese here, b'chal, that's not any language whatsoever. And Shulchan Aruch passes the same way. That's why the Be'er Aloch says that if I say Kriya Shema Tefila b'chol Loshon, it has to be something that's spoken in that place. That now, this was a major concern in a lot of Balshuva yeshivas here in this country. So when people just becoming from and they don't know Hebrew very well, so what do? They give them sidurim in different languages. Now, so if it's English, English is very well spoken, is very widely spoken here. But the question is, let's say he comes from a country that's not very well spoken here in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Be'er Halacha, it has to be in a language that's spoken in this country. So if it's a Chinese Jew who's a Baal Tshuva, it'd be a little difficult for, according to the Be'er Halacha, he wouldn't be able to daven in Chinese, say Kriya Shema in Chinese in this country. And that was a very, exactly, to Paskin like the Be'er Halacha, some people Paskin that way, some people don't Paskin. It's a very complex shaila. But the Pashtus of the Gemaras, the Gemara in Kedushin, is certainly the Pashtus of that way. The Ritva for the Rambam seems to Paskin that way, the Shulchan Aruch seems to Paskin that way. In the Darim, Ram says, but also Mokom. It has to, even in versions of the language, not enough that I speak English and in London they speak English. If I take a neder in London, it has to be in the English language that they speak in London. There's an extra requirement. And certainly, if I'm a Chinese, I take a neder in London in Chinese, but no one speaks Chinese. So certainly it's not going to be chalitz. It's worse than the English language that they speak in the United States. Now, Tulsa is very strange. That is, you take a look. Now, the Ron adds one thing here. Ron says, but he says, even though the Gemara says here in the Dara, I use the word tirosh, I mean sweet things. You go after Loshen Bnei Adam, not Loshen Torah. Ron says, but here in Ron says it, and the Shach quotes it. He says, but here we speak Spanish. So if I take it in Hebrew, the only Hebrew we use here is Lashon Torah. So I go back to Lashon Torah. The Shach, 17th century Poland, and I spoke Yiddish. He says the same thing. Here we don't speak Lashon Bnei Adam and Lashon. If we use Lashon Torah, so if we use Lashon Kodesh, we use Lashon Torah. Okay. Now, but what's very strange is Shitas HaTosos. Tosos has that kasha, and all Rishonim quote the Bahag, kasha is not a kasha. It's a problem of steer between Lashon Torah and Lashon Bnei Adam. So, but Tosos doesn't give that teretz. So what's Tosos' teretz? Here, Chav Beis, Amit Beis. Yesh L'chalik. She's from Shein Hasfora Pshuto Kol Kach. So what is Tosis talking about? Those of you, there's a Tosis of Chovov Amid Beis. Chovov Amid Beis. That is a very complex Tosis. A Tosis, just in the middle of talking, says sometimes you talk and you say a phrase, not a question of dictionary definition. If I say cherem is a dictionary definition of five things, 95% of the time we talk one way, 5% of the time there's a dictionary definition. But sometimes you can talk and say a phrase that's unclear what you mean. The phrase can be interpreted this way, phrase can be interpreted that way. So then, Joseph says, so what's the halacha in such a case? A person has nemonis to say, I meant X or I meant Y. But that's the phrase. He says, for instance, here Joseph is different than other Rishonim. If I say, konum kikizeo lai, did I mean forever? I meant for one day? It's not clear. All Rishonim, with exception of Joseph, say, if I say it's time, I mean forever. Okay. Tosa said, no, it's not. It can be interpreted today, it can be interpreted for a month, it can be interpreted a different way. So a person has no more to say what he said, because the phrase can be interpreted in different ways. Okay, if you take a look in the Ritva in the Durham, Daf Mem Tes, Ritva in the Durham says like this. The Gemara is talking about Sli. Ubaloshim b'nei Adam nami, and Loshim b'nei Adam azlina bosa ha'hu duchta delishnei dadar. Note. Because the Gemara about Rabbi Yashia, what did the Gemara say? Rabbi Yashia? Rabbi Yashia said, if I say, I'm noda, mina tzli, I'm also b'mavushal and not also b'mavushal. Now, Mark Yasser, the Ritva consistent with his sheet, said, yes, we go after Loshem Bnei Adam, that is spoken in that place. Okay. Then he says something, what if Loshem Bnei Adam is very unclear? It's not clear from Loshem. And there's Loshem Torah. It's as if I have a steer between Loshem Torah and Loshem Bnei Adam. So I go by Loshem Bnei Adam. If I have an unclear Loshen, then he says, Eloheicha de lo yadin and Loshem Bnei Adam, nakdin and Loshen Torah. In an unclear Loshen, use Loshen Torah. Who also says that apparently is Tosus Chav Beis Amid Beis. Svarim Shein Asvar Pshut. Svar here doesn't mean Svar, means what language you're using. Tzorach HaPosuk Hashmeinu Asvar. So Tosus says like this. The Gemara begins by saying Loshen Bnei Adam is Shtiya B'chal Achila. He says, and even if you see, it's not so clear that that's what people meant. Sometimes people mean this way, sometimes people mean that way. And it's a very unclear use of the language. So then, I'll prove it. Then, unclear use of the language, we always go after Loshen Torah. Now, why? That in Mirtz Hashem, B'li Neder next week before the Shir, I'll give Chazarov a bunch of Mara Makomos, what language is and how we use language and what B'Tuis for Sim is all about. I got an emergency telephone, so we'll stop now. After.